Full of the hope that comes with opportunity, John Adams lost his newly promising life last Tuesday night. WIPR's Fraser Smith reports.
John Henry Adams was a charismatic figure at Vehicles for Change, a program that puts poor families in cars and trains ex-offenders to be car detailers. In a WIPR news story about the new detailing program 3 weeks ago, Adams declared himself ready for a challenge.
As long as I'm free and God wakes me up every day, I don't have no problems. I'm a humble individual.
But last Tuesday, the 35-year-old Adams was found bleeding in the 1500 block of Pennsylvania Avenue at 7 in the evening. He died shortly after. Police have asked for help from anyone who might have seen what happened. His death, on the eve of what might have been a new life, left friends and co-workers at Vehicles for Change devastated. His classmate and friend Richard Marshall spoke of Adams' generous spirit and the bonding that was uplifting for their whole class.
The thing about it that kept us together is us pushing each other, for that better day.
Another trainee, Tasha Carlton, spoke of Adams' transformation. In the beginning, trainees are not paid, something Adams had trouble with. But he began to see the big picture.
He wanted better for his kids, you know. And he was just an awesome guy. You know, he really was. Every day he would always give me, like, words of encouragement.
Carlton and Marshall had no answers about what might have happened.
Like most human beings, we don't start trouble, we don't look for trouble, but if trouble comes to us, we'll deal with it.
Adams, who had served 12 years after a conviction for attempted murder, was overcoming bad decisions made much earlier in his life, something his friends understood. His own pride and work ethic ultimately made him one of the program's stars. Phil Holmes, the training program director, says Adams became the program's best salesman.
What I admired about John was how smart he was, how hardworking he was, and how beautifully he could explain our program.
Like most of the trainees, Adams was determined to have his own business. Starting from scratch is tough, but Adams seemed to have what it takes.
We knew this man was not only going to get a job, but because of the quality of his work, he was going to get a job that would allow him to take care of his children.
His friend Richard Marshall says he will cherish his too brief relationship with Adams.
That relationship, it was bound to get better, you know. We was just at the beginning of reaching our peak.
His death was a blow to the organization, says Jen Harrington, the Vehicles for Change marketing director. The 15-year-old program has obtained cars for 5,000 families. The program seems to thrive on the bonding cited by Marshall and Adams and others.
Whether it's a staff member or a trainee or someone who's receiving a car from us, we're very much invested in their well-being and their success. And I think it hurts no matter how well you didn't or didn't know that individual to know that that potential is gone and that individual is gone unnecessarily.
Vehicles for Change advertised recently for a tow truck driver. Adams, who had no driver's license, pushed hard for his friend Richard Marshall. This was Marshall's first week on the job. I'm Fraser Smith reporting for 88.1 WIPR.